Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Go on and on. Okay. You're looking very perplexed right now. What's going on?
Oh, did you see the catch of the year last night by one athletic named Denzel Clark, Steiny, in Anaheim?
Saw it before the show today.
It was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
It was a nice catch.
When I say great catch, what comes to mind for you? Do you have one?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Give it to us.
But I don't know the player or the team. Well, remember the minor league dude
who went through the wall?
Who went through the wall.
That's not a catch.
It counts.
Well, kind of not what we're talking about, Steiny.
No, it was tough because he had to run through
a wall. And the hop. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think we got the, if I ask Evan, can we hear the call of this great catch last night in Anaheim?
Pitch to Nolan Schanavo, left-handed hitter, five ball left center. Denzel going back, hearing the track, at the track, right to the wall, leaping, climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did! You can't believe what this kid is doing in center field. He got himself suspended on top of the wall and brought it back for out number two.
That is the great Ken Korak, Steiny.
Yep.
That was incredible.
Let me ask Evan something.
God!
As a budding, he's not a budding play-by-play. He is a play-by-play guy. That was a pretty good call.
That's about as perfect of a call, of a crazy catch like that as you can put together.
Suspended.
You know what I thought was the best part of that call? Was when he came down, Korak didn't know if he had it because he didn't show the ball right away. And he just simply said, did he catch it? Nothing wrong with that. He made no assumption.
But the word suspended,
that is my word,
was perfect. Like I couldn't think of a way to describe it. Pardon me. And he did it in 3 seconds.
Yeah. It was really, he's really good.
No, he's all time. But Steiny, you really don't have there's so many great catches, and it starts with Willie Mays, the basket
catch.
Well,
you mentioned a great one.
But Jim Edmonds, game 7, I forget the 2004 against the Astros. It was the playoffs. He looked like Superman flying and caught the ball. So there's so many great ones. But Denzel, Steiny just called up. Hadn't been on the team too long, and that's not his first catch like that. But I believe that might be catch of the year early. He's suspended.
Evan always laughs at me for this one, but I'm telling you, one of the greatest catches I ever saw was Josh Donaldson, foul ball.
Yeah.
At the old Coliseum.
It was a great.
Where there was 17 acres of fouled ground, and he went in and he caught it, and he ended up between the tarp and the railing, and he got squeezed in there and he couldn't get out. It was a great.
Derek Jeter going in there, coming out with blood, Evan, and that was, in the playoffs. Now that's a get.
I don't laugh at Steiny for saying that it is. I laugh at him for not remembering that it's been done before. That he said it's the first time he's ever seen it. Eric Chavez has done that before.
But Chavez never got stuck. Like, Donaldson got stuck.
It's because he's a better athlete than
Donaldson.
And
there we go. Like, I'm taking points away because you got stuck, Steiny.
No, that's what made it great.
Yeah.
He's trying to pull his leg out after.
He also had to get up and get the ball out because there was a runner on first that could have tagged. It was pretty incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, Willie Mays was a World Series. I get it. That was incredible, man. But, boy, if I were to ask you and Evan and the listeners, Steiny, we can just have this as a theme for today. What sport has the greatest athletes?
Why?
No, ain't no, huh?
That's a short discussion.
Not really.
Yeah, I know.
He said not really. You said
it's a short discussion.
I don't think it is.
All
and
athletes.
I got NHL up there, too.
Yeah, all athletes must answer to basketball players.
Have you seen basketball players try to throw out a first pitch?
Yeah, they can.
They can't even reach the plate, now, some of them.
Have you ever seen a baseball player try to shoot a jump shot?
I saw Mike Trout dunk. I saw the
no chance.
Mike Trout has dunked,
no
Steiny.
Way.
You can look it up. He's done it. Andrew McCutchen.
Photoshop. You are so gullible.
Evan, help me out. MLB player,
stuff.
Some can hoop.
Well, first of all.
Some. You're right. Some.
Okay.
But they all can if they're a basketball player.
Minus 5,000, Steiny was going to say it's a basketball player.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's obvious.
Hey, my bad. Right. Steiny, there's some other guys that are just.
Yeah, there's a. But on balance. There's more basketball players that are great athletes than in other sports.
You know, I will say this weekend, we did see a pretty ridiculous display of athleticism on the tennis court.
Oh, man.
Because it's the only sport where you don't get to stop.
Just, oh, my gosh.
They went
gosh,
for five and a half straight hours
man.
Of running back and forth.
You know what?
Endurance.
I bumped into my guy from KCBS.
Yeah, your guy.
Yeah, and
sounds
he
sounds like your guy.
Right, whoa.
He's one of my guys, and he said, hey, did you see that tennis match on Sunday? And I said, I didn't, but.
Oh, you didn't watch?
No. I said, I didn't, but my understanding is it's one of the greatest tennis matches of all time. And he said, I thought so too. And then he goes, biggest choke job I've ever seen.
Oh, whoa.
Well, that makes it great then. All right, somebody thinks I can't be serious.
Oh, about this Wheeler?
Yeah. Scotty and Marin. What's up, Scotty? Go ahead.
Hey.
What's up, my man?
Good morning, fellas.
Hey,
Scotty.
Not too much. Hey, yeah. You're not serious. I know, Steiny, you can't be serious. Because you did say devil's advocate. Because you can't judge that trade any other than what it was at the time it was made. And it hamstringed the club so terribly. And it was such a bad move by Sabres. They won two of the next three World Championships.
Wow.
So, but... And Wheeler really didn't become a great pitcher that he is 10 years later.
Yeah, you know what, Scotty, I was thinking about that too.
What?
Like Wheeler really started to come around about 2017-18. Boy, right when the Giants could have used him.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know, come on. This is what knee jerk fans do.
Scott, I waited 14 years.
Shocking.
I waited 14 years to criticize it just a little.
And Scotty, he's missing the whole point. He's missing the whole point,
no,
man. Buster as a player loved it.
Exactly. Well, as a true fan loved it too because that was the right move at the right time. It didn't work, but that's what happened.
So,
yeah, you know, what
would you like seriously, would you be in favor of a similar type move this year? Because that's really what we're talking about. Like, would you say that now looking back on it, it was a little. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it would depend. I mean, if you're getting an established bat back and then it would help your team. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you might pull the trigger on something like that. I don't know. I mean, they were a little more. It seems to me, remembering back, they were way more desperate at the time for some help.
Yeah,
needing help.
I don't know.
They might have been, but thanks, Scotty.
Six-time All-Star at the time, Scotty.
They might have been, but
Beltran was.
They were coming off a title too,
but
so they
had pitching.
They were, they had pitching then.
I threw a name at you that just left the Bay.
Okay.
Over the weekend, Marcell Ozuna.
All right.
And you don't like him because he's 35 years old. Kind of scuffling early on, but he is established. And it might be a guy like that, Steiny Lewis Roberts Jr. from a guy like that could come, you know, if this offense doesn't heal itself, But if they're still kind of scuffling but still winning, you know, you don't want every game to be brain surgery. So I'm just saying, would you, you know, let go of a top prospect for a bat like that? I won't call Ozuna's an established Major League Baseball hitter, but he's not Willie Mays, but he would definitely help a guy like that, I believe.
But would you give up Wizenhunt for him, who's apparently the best, their best pitcher in their organization? And I also
I would not.
And I also
I would not, because I would be doing this deal over again.
But I mean, like, I'm not. It might work this time, right? I mean, it could. Obviously, Ozuna's 35. Robert is 27. They're both struggling a little bit. I'm just throwing it out there. But I do think
you see my point of what you're saying, and the fans, it sounds like you understand where we're coming from. You're looking at it. It didn't work big picture. You're right. Nobody said it did. But at the time, Buster's just giving you insight to the guys and how morale can get bolstered or boosted, Steiny, when you make a trade and you show, I believe in Evan. I believe in Steiny. Here you go, guys. And Steiny, there's a risk involved. But, man, I would love to work for, you know, a company that, you know what, I think you guys can do it. Here you go. Now, it might not work, but we did something to try to, you know, help you out.
That's one reason.
The definition of trade.
That's one reason to do it. The issue is this. As a general manager, you cannot simply make a move because the team wants it, if you know what I mean.
Like, well, what about if they need it? And that's what Buster was saying.
Well,
they needed Beltran.
And
three-time Gold Glove winner at the time.
But he didn't push them over.
Yeah.
And then you lost Wheeler.
Like,
all I'm saying is, I'm not against making a move, but do you really want to make a move for the short term, possibly giving up the long term right now where the Giants are?
If you close, you do it. And right now, I know it, 66. Steiny, if you feel like you're close, your answer is you do it. And I guess as more ball we'll see up until the deadline, we'll find out our answer. Yeah, or these guys might get healthy with the bats.
I mean,
with the new additions and everything. And Adamas comes out of it and nothing to see here.
Well, this to me is not dissimilar from, you know, Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah.
Is he going to, you want to go out and get another 34-year-old? Okay. I don't want to mix the sports up here, but the Warriors have all kinds of draft picks that they could theoretically use this offseason. Do you really want to do?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do that?
Yeah, because the restart, to me, doesn't start until Steph, Dre, and Jimmy are gone. That you can't please two masters. So you go all in, and you know what, Steiny? 3 or 4 years now, you're going to be like, man, maybe we shouldn't have done that. But that's the path you're on, and that's just life. That's your reality.
Yeah. So, in other words, In other words, it's better to do something risky than nothing at all. Would that be fair to say?
There's other verbiage. It sounds like you're saying, well, you don't want to do anything stupid because everything you do is predicated on you think you're enhancing your portfolio.
Okay. With that said, and I'm not going to say Brian Sabian's stupid.
Oh, we know he's
because
not.
I know why he did it. But the reality of the situation is they gave up a pitcher who has been among the better pitchers in baseball for 10 years for a guy who played 44 games. Yeah.
But do you think he was going to play 44? Like, they didn't know that. If they could see behind door number one and would have had that pertinent information, Stoney, they wouldn't have made that
trade. That's right.
He was a six-time All-Star.
That's true.
Three-time or two-time Gold Glove winner. So you're thinking, when you announced that trade, we got it.
But you didn't because you couldn't re-sign him because he didn't want to be here.
So does that make the pain a little less? Because Beltran didn't hold up his end of the bargain.
To me, that makes it worse. That makes it worse. I mean, and again, it's easy to say now, well, it was great. You know, Evan brought up the Cespedes for Lester trade.
Oh, my gosh.
And Evan said, like, he said it this way. He was like, you know, they had to do it. We can debate that, but the move was made to, in theory, get the Oakland A's over the top.
But you lost your heart and soul at the same time.
Same thing. Same thing. The same trade.
No, neither was a prospect, Donnie. So he wasn't your heart and soul. He wasn't established. Cespedes was established. He was Ricky Henderson.
What I'm getting at is you made a trade to get over the top, and you didn't. And then, you know, how long was Lester here, too, by the way? Not very long.
Couldn't even hold a runner.
He was a rental.
Right.
Blockbuster.
A rental.
Yeah. Blockbuster Video back in the day.
Yeah. So would you be okay with a rental for Wisenhunt?
No, I would not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then you're answering my question.
All right.
Because
you think, but
because Wheeler apparently was worth a rental and so was Lester. All right. Well, if that's the case, then there's nothing to see here, but I wouldn't want the Giants to acquire a player for half a season if they think they have a pitcher in their organization who's going to be pretty solid for the next 10 years. Is Posey going to do something like that? It sounds to me like if he thinks they're close enough, he will. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't. What I'm saying is that it's not a sure thing. And
the result, you mean?
Right. But everybody, like, there's a chance that doing nothing would be more beneficial than making a move like that that doesn't work out.
And that's just life, right? Sometimes the best moves are the ones you don't make. But I'll just tell you this. And if I'm a Giant fan, Stoney, and I hear that sound, I'm just over the top thinking, okay, if the Giants, these current players, this current roster keeps this up and we're in contention, there is no doubt Buster, if a move he sees will, you know, take him to another notch, he's going to pull the trigger. And that's why I like hearing that soundbite.
If Wisenhunt is the next coming of Zach Wheeler, what are you giving up? Or what are you getting to give him up?
And I got
to
say this, Donnie, when you talk like that and you say it like that, it makes the question or the answer so difficult because you already know that the prospect is going to be somebody like Wheeler is right now. So, you know what I mean?
Let's go to Drew in Sunnyvale. What's going on, Drew? How you doing?
Hey, doing good, guys. Doing good. Yeah, I mean, I was listening to the show. Wanted to chime in on my thoughts there. So when Wheeler was in the minors, and I actually saw Wheeler pitch a little bit when he was at High A San Jose. I'm in the San Jose area. And so he was good. He was good. And, but like coming back to, the trade proposition, right? Back in 2011, when the Giants made the trade, their rotation was very solid. They had Lincecum, Kane, Mad Bum. The idea that Wheeler was going to crack the rotation within the next even 3 years is kind of like it wouldn't have happened. He would have had to go through like Jake Peavy, Tim Hunson, and remember Wheeler's first couple of years weren't that good.
No, he had some injury.
It would have been a lot of pressure for him to crack the rotation. Sorry, Steiny. I interrupted you there.
No. I just said no. You go.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Okay. So, guy, coming now to Whittingham and what that means for the Giants are in a very similar position this year where their rotation is deep. Verlander isn't even pitching, and you have five starters that you feel pretty good about going into the postseason, and you have the best bullpen in baseball. So the question is, would Whittingham crack the rotation even next year? Probably not, right? Unless he beats out Kyle Harrison, which I mean would be kind of a stretch. So you're looking at a guy who might not crack the starting rotation for the next couple of years, apart from like spot starts when guys are hurt. And I think if you are trading that kind of a guy for something you need at the major league level, I think you do it.
Okay.
I think the parallel to Wheeler is a good one because it's exactly that. You're deep enough to make that trade, and waiting 5 or 6 years for the guy to finally make it to the rotation, that's impractical.
Gotcha. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the call.
Good stuff.
That's a good point that they're not in dissimilar situations.
Pitching being the strength right now.
Right. The only difference is that, you know, in 11, the Giants were defending world champions. And so maybe there was a little pressure there because they felt like they had to, quote unquote, stay on top. Now, they ended up winning it the following year, which the first caller said, yeah, it was such a bad trade that they won it the following year. And I get you can say that, and you're absolutely right. The reality is, yeah, they won it the following year without Beltran. So they were able to get it done the following year even without him. And I'm sure a lot of that had to do with Posey being back, but nevertheless. Gary's in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good, you guys. Three things. Great catch. Willie Mays over Bobby Bonds at the 365 mark when he leaped over the fence, hit the ground, held the ball, got knocked out. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever saw that.
Come to mind right away, but...
You got to Google it. Okay. Google it. Look at it. 365, he went flying. Bonds was going back. He went flying right into the right center. When the old candlestick with the fence, the chain link fence, went over it, caught it, hit the ground, and Bonds took the ball out of his mitt because he knocked out when he hit the ground.
Nice.
Two, sometimes the best trades are the ones you don't make, like Clay Thompson.
Good
like
call.
Madison Baumgartner, all throughout the minors, everybody talked about Baumgartner being on the block, and Sabian never pulled the trigger. Maybe he had in the back of his mind Wheeler, but thank God he never did it. And two, last thing, go Valkyries. People should talk about it. They're fun to watch.
They are.
Yeah, appreciate it, Gary.
Yeah, we didn't even mention them, Stani. Great win in L.A. last night, overtime. And they just I don't know what it is, Stani. I just feel like they got some warrior juju to them. They just play hard. They don't go away. They're tough. They got players that can play without the ball, move without the ball. Thornton channeling their inner Looney. Just, I mean, I'm a fan. I'm excited, seriously. And I got the package.
They're too good too soon.
Now, why do you say
I'm worried
that?
About their coach.
She's up.
This is supposed to be the year before the year.
Oh, so you're thinking of the draft position.
Oh, they're not going to get her. They can't get her. Dude. What's their record now? 4-6? 4-5?
I want to say 4-5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on pace to shatter the expansion.
We should have
record.
One of the players on or the coach.
You've been
trying?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Well, close something for once. All you do is try.
It's not me, it's the boss. And see, this is
Now you want to blame him. He's got to
follow through.
Well, I heard you on the phone with Raymond Ritter. I'm gonna just leave it there. I had nothing to do with the boss.
But you get on me for snitching? Thanks,
Captain
buddy.
Snitch.
Thanks. Yeah, I know.
And you got no snitch yet.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, why don't you tell the boss that I was talking to Ritter behind his back? No, go ahead. That's fine. Boy, oh boy. And you know what? By the way, here's the other thing. And I would have appreciated some support on this Saturday, but you didn't give it to me. And that is, you know, we talked about last week how, you know, our top two people at this station, Nahegan and Lucas, Alexander, what's his title again?
director of sports.
Director of sports and our program director. They went to an offsite.
Yeah.
On Friday, and then we saw Lucas on Saturday, and I said, hey, how'd the offsite go? And he says, oh, it was great. I said, what'd you do? And he goes, well, we just, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, the future and, you know, who might be here and who won't. And he thought it was funny. Yeah, he's like, we made a
he
couple
lists. He actually said that.
Yeah, he thought it was funny. and I told him in no uncertain terms that the bottom line is that offsite between the boss and Lucas has created a paranoia and a fear.
Shout out Georgetown Hoyas.
On our station right now because they won't talk about what they talked about because it's clearly about us. And so I just don't think that's good for morale. We talk about Kerr and how he can motivate, and Bob Melvin's a little more quiet, but these guys, what they did on Friday and the ripple effect it's had now through Tuesday, and I'm watching it firsthand with the staff, and people are walking around here on pins and needles. And
I love you, man.
I just hope they had a great time at the offsite.
Evan, get your boy.
Friday.
Bring this up Thursday in our meeting.
Why did you ask them?
Because
don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
Man.
I also told Lucas, why don't you do the right thing and give the entire staff the minutes of the offsite? But you know what? They don't have minutes. They don't keep minutes. No, that's great.
Camp
but hey,
David.
You know what? Camp you know what? Nah, that's great. That's great, guys.
Stein,
create
something else.
Create an atmosphere of fear. Yeah, that's great work environment.
But you don't see anybody acting different, Stoney.
Better to rule by fear than to rule by love.
Hey, I agree with you there.
Cicero.
Stoney said the staff on paranoia. That's pretty good.
I mean, guys haven't been themselves this week. All right, 888-957-9570. Don't forget, coming up at 11:15, we are seeking listener participation. Your boy Stoney and Goo and Evan are creating a list, and we're going to check it twice with you guys, and I think it's going to be fun. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.